Well, we're more than halfway through the Sphira, and Shavuos is around the corner. It's time a little bit to think about the Aseres HaDibros, central point in Shavuos, Zman Matan Toroseinu. So, the Aseres HaDibros. Matter of fact, I was thinking about them anyway, even it wouldn't have been Sphira time now. Trying to write a little book at the moment about Mamat HaSinai and the Aseres HaDibros, I found when I started working on it that it's a vast, vast sugya, and there's so much to think about. Now, one of the things that I was thinking about and trying to figure out was the definition of a dibra, the singular form of dibrois. It may be also Dibber, that's a different story, but Pashtus is that the singular form would be Dibro. So what exactly is a Dibro as opposed to a Mitzvah? Now, how do I know that Dibro and Mitzvah are not synonymous? I know it very simply, because the Torah talks the whole time about the Aseres HaDevarim, so the Dibros, there are 10 Dibros, but there are more than 10 mitzvahs. According to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Aseres HaDibros contain 14 mitzvahs, meaning that in the second Dibur, the second Dibro, Lo Yilucho Elohim Acherim Al Panai, Lo Yisas Yilucho Fesel, Lo Yisestachav Elohim, Lo Yisav Dem. So you've got another three mitzvahs over there. Besides the Lo Yilucho, then the Shabbos, you have two mitzvahs. You have Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKatshai, that's the din of Zochreyu, Bichnisosoi and Biyitziosoi, and then you have Loisase Kol Melocha. So there are more than 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. The Ramban argues on the Rambam in the first Dibra. He says that it's, in the second Dibra, I mean, and he says it's all one mitzvah. Lo Yilucho includes the Loisase and the Loisestachave and the Loise of them, but in Shabbos he's also made the two mitzvahs. So certainly there are more than 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. So a Dibro is not a mitzvah. So what exactly is a Dibro, and what do those 10 divisions, what exactly do they mean to us? What are they? So the maskona which I came to is that the Aseres HaDibros, of course they're mitzvahs, but the function of the Aseres HaDibros was not the mitzvah function. There's no seal between the two. They are mitzvahs and they count as the tariyak mitzvahs, but that's not what defines the Dibro. What defines the Dibro? I think that the Aseres HaDibros are ki'ilum, the constitutional elements of a mamleches kayanim v'goy kodesh. That means that the whole of Matan Torah, the Rabbi Nishan said when they came to HaSinai, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim kili kol ha'oretz v'atem tiyu li mamleches kayanim v'goy kodesh eile ha'dvorim asher tedaber b'nei Yisrael. So this was the opportunity. The Ramban's shitta is in Vo'era, by the four Lashonos of Geula, I think we've mentioned that before. So V'lokachti, the Ramban says, took place at Mamat HaSinai, witness the fact that it said, V'yisam Lisegula Mikol HaRamim, and I assume that the Ramban means, and the continuation, V'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodosh. So by Mamat HaSinai we became a Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodosh. Now, without now stopping to ask exactly what does a Mamlechas Koyanim mean and what does a Goy Kodosh mean, but whatever it does mean, it means that our amnus, our being a nation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is different than any other nation. We are a Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodosh. So there's something very, very special happening. Well, in the nationhood of a people who become a nation of Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodesh, there must be something very different to a regular nation. So what would be the constituent elements which define a nation as being a Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodesh? And it seems to me that if we go through the Aseres HaDibros, it's possible to isolate in each Dibra that what is there beyond its mitzvah status. Its mitzvah status is do this, don't do that. Its dibra status is to say, you know what, there are implications over here in this mitzvah which go beyond the mitzvah status, but which define as one-tenth ki'ilu of what it means to be a mamlechus kain of a goy kodesh. And so I made it my task a little bit to try and understand in each one of the dibros what the fundamental elements in that dibro are, which give it a larger canvas to display itself on beyond and besides the mitzvah aspect. So why not start at the beginning? Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. That's the first dibra. Now the Rambam lists that as the first mitzvah asay in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah of Emunah, that we are mechuyev to be maimin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Ramban teaches it slightly differently, but let's not get hung up on that. But what I want to know, and the reason why I want to know it, is because we're talking about Baha B'chukhoisai, and we'll see in a moment what the Kesha is. But what I want to know is, what exactly is the Kesha between Onoche Hashem Elokecha, Emunah, that I understand. What is Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim? What exactly is implied in Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim? Now that's really a Baha Dika Sugya, because we have in Baha, we have many of the dinim of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is one of these strange pashiyos which the Torah tells us in three different places. We have it in Mishpatim, we have it in Baha, and later on we have it in Re'eh. But over here we have in Mishpatim, in Baha, V'chiyomu v'chicho imach v'nim kalach, Eved Ivri, lo yisa avoid avoidas Eved. You're not allowed to work with him an avoidas Eved. What does an avoidas Eved mean? Rashi says, avoidas shal gnai. Don't treat him like a slave. Don't make him do any action. L'chol you bought him, so whatever I need doing, he can do it. No, you don't own him like that. You can only make him do things which are not in any way undignified. Don't let him do an avoider shel gnai, shei nikabo ke'eved. That anybody sees him and says, wow, no human being will do that unless he's a slave. No, he's not a slave. And therefore you're not allowed to do those things which look like gnai. Shlo yoylich kelev acharov v'beis ha-mechatz. V'lo yina loy man olav. By stories, that's a gnai-dicker thing, to help somebody put on his shoes, or to carry his clothes behind him to the beis ha-mechatz. That is a gnai, and you're not allowed to do it. So, nervous then. Soche ketoshav yir imach. He shouldn't be you like an eved, like a slave. He should be like a hired worker in respect to the work that you ask him to do. Achnas hayovel yavad imach, and only till the yovel, then he goes out. V'yotzo me'imach hu v'anav imach, v'shovel mishpachta, v'lachuzas avosov yoshov. You know why? Ki avodaihem asher hotzeisi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim lo yimochu mimkeres oved. You know, you're not going to be allowed to buy this Eved Ivri, and he can't sell himself a mimkeres oved. What's up, Rashi? What is a mimkeres oved? Lo yimochu mimkeres oved b'hachroza. You're not allowed to put an advertisement. Kan yesh eved limkai. You're not allowed to go to the slave market and put up a big poster. I've got some great slaves to sell over here. You're not allowed to do that. V'lo yamiden al even halekach. And you're not allowed to put him on the platform where normally slaves are displayed. None of that. You sell him betzina in a dignified way. It's mayor de gazach. And why? You know why? Ki avodaihem asher tzeisi asam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Zog Rashi, shtori koidem, more in the world. What Rashi is saying is like this. See, I touched just now, like what's the nature of these halachas? The nature of the halachas, you're not allowed to make him do undignified work. You're not allowed to go and put him into a slave market. Everything has to go with covered and with der eretz, alles gut. What's the pshat? So because of the human dignity, so Rashi, you know what the pshat is? He has no bailus to sell himself. Or Bezin has no bailus to sell him as an Eved. You know why? Because Shtori Kodem. I took him out of Mitzrayim, so he's my Eved. That's what Rashi says. Ki avodahem, Shtori Kodem. And what is more, Rashi says exactly the same thing a few psukim down the line. Later on in Shvi, B'chisazik yad geet v'toysho v'mocho mocho chicho emo v'nimta l'geet toysho v'mocho l'eke mishpachas geet where Rachmon al-Tzlan he sold to a guy. So it also goes with the whole Yetzir in the Yovel. V'im lo yigoel bo'ele v'yotz b'shnas ha-yovel hu avonav imoy. You know why? Ki livene Yisroel avodem avodahem asher tzeis yosom me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokechem. Sagt Rashi, ki livne Yisrael avodem, shtori koidem, demai avodem. Comes on Moedek, that the limitations which the Torah places on a person who buys an Eved Ivri, whether he buys it from the Eved Ivri who sold himself, or whether a Beis Din sold him because he stole, doesn't matter. But he can't buy this slavery in him, the potential slave, because the potential slave belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Shtori Kodem. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeis Yosem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You know what that means? I am your Rebbeinu Shlalom and you are my Eved. I asked before, what is the Rekha? What is the Dibro nature over here? Besides the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is Emuna, sagt der Rambam. But what makes it different than the other Tariyak Mitzvot? What gave it its place in the Aseres HaDibros? What gave it its place in the Aseres HaDibros is that the Dibros stells avek that we are avodim of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Comes out of Meirik Chiddush. I mean, maybe it's not a Chiddush, maybe it's pushed like that. But it comes out that you know why. Let's get back to when the Yid buys an Eved Ivri. But he's not allowed to do any Gnaidika Melocha with him. You mustn't do something which is going to destroy his dignity. You know why? Because Avodahem. Because the Rabbi Shalom says that is slavery, and the slavery I bought. Kumt ois, that the Rabbi Shalom is allowed to demand undignified things from us. If we go around and we collect stock or something and we have to expose ourselves sometimes to insults and people don't treat us nicely, it happens. So bizoyin and not mechuyev. Oh yes, you are, because the emphasis is that a slave is mechuyev to do a melocha bezuya, ne'evet knani, let's say. We are the Rebbeinu Shlom's evet knanit. The Rebbeinu Shlom bought us. The reason why the guy who buys us can't do it is because Shtori Kodem. Because we already belong to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. So maybe we long have lowered it to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, so he can't do it. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shlalom can do it. So Moyerdi gesagt. So now comes out the question like this. So it comes out in Yuk Shat in Zman Cheiroseinu on Pesach. So it turns out that Pesach is not so much a Zman Cheiroseinu as a Zman Abduseinu. We became avodim to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We say Zman Cheiroseinu, there it is. Of course we're B'nai Chayrin down in this world. In this world we were by Mitzrayim and we had to work and we had to do all kinds of horrible things. No, so now we're Cheiroseinu, nobody can tell us what to do. But that's only down here in this physical world. We are B'nai Chayrin. There's nobody who can order us around. There's another dimension to us. There's a dimension that we're Yidden, and beside that dimension we are avodim to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and we are avodim like 100% slave. There's no Yitzir B'Yovel, there's no limit to the Melochas which the Rebbeinu Shlalom can demand of us. We are slaves of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. It's Moyer gesagt. Does that affect us in any way? Or does it affect us? Very, very interesting. You have the Gemara in Brochas, the beginning of Brochas, Gemara says, "V'asaymach geulah letfila shel aves muftach lo yishu ben olam haba." Now there's a din of smichas geulah letfila. Remember when the Shachas, when Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, we don't say Amen. So the Chazan says it quietly, so that we shouldn't hear the Brocha, we shouldn't have to say Amen, because there has to be smichas geulah letfila, that the Brocha Goal Yisrael has to be followed immediately by Tfilah. Smichus Geula L'Tfilah. So what's the Lamedus over there? That's another story. Not Kedai now to go into all the possibilities. There are lots of possibilities over there in the Gemara. But Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Perush on the Rif, they have a kasha. They say, what? A soymach gula letfilah is a ben oilam haba. It's so hard to be soymach gula letfilah. That means you can't shmooze between Goel Yisrael and the Shmaine Esra. You're not supposed to shmooze in shul anyway. I mean, what's so difficult about that? What is so difficult about being soymach gula letfilah that we should say that if you do that, wow, that's such a meyodic thing that you're doing, so you're going to be a ben oilam haba. Zog the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah like this. Moira Nevel, you know what it means to be Soymach Geula Litfila? What is Geula? Geula is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, either in Emes V'Yatzev or in Emes V'Emuna. We tell the story about the goddess Mitzrayim and the Geula from Mitzrayim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, Hapodeni Miyad Meloch, HaMagol El Miyad Kovah Koloritzim, HaNifrulon Mitzrayim, HaShalik Baruch Nashayna, 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 We're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Zog the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Shem took you out of Mitzrayim, right? What does that make you? Zog de Rabbeinu Yonah, it makes you into an Eved, like we learned just now in the Sukkah. You become an Eved because the Rabbeinu Shem took you out of Mitzrayim. Was tut an Eved? He works. Say your tefillah. You know why? Tefillah is avoda. In other words, why do you have to be so much geula letefillah? Because you just now testified that you are an Eved of the Rabbeinu Shlom. When you talked about the Geula from Mitzrayim, you testified that you are an Eved of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Now go ahead and serve him. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Tefillah is Avoda, Ezu Avoda Shebelev, Avoyim Azu Tefillah. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. It comes out that every single day of our lives, every single day of our lives, the fact that we are avodim to the Rabbeinu Shlom, even if during the day we don't think about that so much, and sometimes maybe we dray ourselves out from this difficult mitzvah, that difficult mitzvah, and we forget that we're slaves and we haven't got a prayer. If the Rabbeinu Shlom gives us opportunities which we feel the Gidrei HaTorah I'm supposed to do, let's say I'm learning, but it's a mitzvah she'yashaleh osal yidei acherim, I gotta go and do it, whatever the gedorim of the halacha are. And even if it's unpleasant, or even if it's a melechus bizoyan, we've got to do it, we are avodim. So that we are reminded of that every single morning when we daven shachris, and every single night when we daven maariv. If we're thinking what we're doing, we know that we are avodim, and the tefillah becomes a meiser of avodah. It's interesting because we think of avodah like the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is. We don't think of it as slavery, but the Rabbeinu Yonah says that's mamash what it means. It means that the Rabbeinu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, so he took us out of Mitzrayim. So what are we? So we are avodim. Avodim, go and work. How do you understand that tefillah is avodah? I ask for all kinds of things. I ask, please, Kaddish Baruch Hu, give me this, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me this. Somebody is sick, I want you to please to cure him. Somebody has not panosa, I want you to give him panosa. We ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. What kind of service is that? Oh, Terence is, if we daven from the point of view of being avodim, so when we ask for things, let's imagine that we have a cleaning lady who comes into the house to help my wife clean. So she, let's say she's starting today, she comes in the morning and she says, oh hello, yeah, I'm the cleaning lady, would you mind telling me please where's the mop, where's the soap, where's the this, where's the that? And she asks, she's asking, oh, I hired you to ask, I hired you to work. Terence says that's part of the work, the asking. She needs a mop, otherwise how can she clean? So then asking for the mop is kufa a chelek of the afters. And that's the pshat in the tefillah that we ask the Rabbeinu Shem. We ask all these things. If we would be elecha yidna, to the extent that we are elecha yidna, that's taka what our kavanah should be. When we ask the Rabbeinu Shem, please give me this, or give me that, or give me the other, what we mean is, I've got to wash the floor. I need a mop. I've got to serve you, Rabbeinu Shalom. I need to be healthy. I have to serve you. I can't spend 24 hours a day running after my panosa. Do me a toiva and give me a panosa which I can get a little more easily. So it comes out that if we daven as avodim, so then our tefillah becomes the real kind of tefillah. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Be soymach geula letefillah. By being soymach geula letefillah, ich bin an Eved. wow, I got to be Oved. How am I Oved? By Tfilah. I daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm your Eved. So it comes out that this Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim affects the whole life. It affects my whole life. That's what it does, and that's what it is. And Mimela, that's what makes the Anochi Hashem Elokecha into a Divra over and above what it is as the Mitzvah of Emunah. It is the definition. What is a Mamlechus Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh? Who can claim, who can say about himself, I am a member of this wonderful nation which is a Mamlechus Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh? Who is that? Somebody who daily without any let up, mornings and night, is matgish again to himself that stemming from Yetzias Mitzrayim, I am the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Eved, and I can't sell myself for an Eved. I cannot be a slave. A Jewish person cannot be a slave. Not because there's something wrong with him, he can't be a slave. He's owned by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Avodahem, asher tzisicha asom me'eretz Mitzrayim. Onoichi Hashem elokecha, asher tzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim.